Welcome to the Grappling Discourse Podcast. Today's episode should be pretty entertaining. I'm going to do an episode unlike any that I've ever done. I'm going to be talking all about conspiracies, and I want to just give you guys a look into the conspiracies that I believe. And feel free to make fun of me. You can think I'm an idiot. I have no issue with that. And look, I've done over 400 episodes now. You guys know a ton about me, and you know I like to just give my honest look at things. And do I think any of these are certain? No. I mean, I definitely think there is. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if any of the things I say turn out to be untrue. But yeah, gun to head, these are the ones that I believe in. I will start by saying that I do not believe in lizard people or like a one world order or anything like that. But I do believe in a couple of, definitely one or two of these you'll probably think are pretty crazy conspiracies. Now, prior to starting 10th Planet, I had never thought about a conspiracy. There wasn't any that I believed in. I didn't know anything really about conspiracies. And I just didn't ever think about it. But being a part of 10th Planet, having Eddie Bravo as the leader of the association, I have been around Eddie a bunch. I've eaten dinner with Eddie. And one of Eddie's big passions are conspiracies. One of the biggest things that he talks about, and if you're ever around Eddie, he'll talk to you more about conspiracies than just about anything else. And I have heard Eddie say that he feels like it is his mission to just open people's eyes and to just have these conversations with people about them and to get them going down their own rabbit holes and just trying to find the truth about some of these topics. Now, I want to start with the reason that I'm doing this episode. Because I did an episode about a year ago where I said that I thought there was a conspiracy going on with the meat industry in our country, because I feel like our government does not want us eating meat anymore. And my big thing, reason for that was just meat prices have went skyrocket. They have skyrocketed. And you constantly see politicians bad-mouthing meat, whether it's farms and particularly cows are super bad for the environment, and they cause all these greenhouse gases, and it's leading to global warming, so we need to stop eating cows. Too, it's just, look, it's unhealthy to eat meat. They cause heart attacks. There's better ways to eat. We all should go vegan. If you want to live healthy, be vegan. There's just a lot from Bill Gates. Bill Gates constantly spouting the nonsense that he, you know, is constantly doing. And it's crazy to me, like one of the most unhealthy looking people's constantly trying to talk about health. But that's just the way it seems in 2024 that, you know, you look at half of these, you know, health, these government health officials, and they're all overweight, or they all look like they're just in horrible shape. But alas, let's talk about meat, because when I first started the carnivore diet, I found some cuts of steak that I really liked. I loved ribeye. I loved New York steak. And what was the beautiful thing about shopping at Publix, which was my favorite place to get meat, was every week they would have a different sale on different meats. And once a month they would have a 1 week sale on their ribeyes, and you could get a bone-in ribeye as low as $7.99. I know, unbelievable, $8 a pound. You could get just a ribeye without the bone for like a dollar more. That's just the way Publix always did it. And they would do New York strip. It would be like $7 a pound. They would do their like T-bones, and they would do sirloin and other cuts. But I mean, I could eat steak every single week, and just whatever the sale was, that was the steak I would eat that week. And I would typically do 4 days of steak a week, and then one or two days of burgers, and then maybe a day of chicken. And that was kind of the rotation. Because I found pretty quickly that if I just ate ground beef, or I just ate chicken, or I just ate, like, I just would get super tired of it. Now, I started the carnivore diet to hopefully rid my body of the arthritis that was plaguing me, particularly in my shoulder, surgery shoulder, which was my right shoulder. it was just really causing me a lot of pain and discomfort. And after hard training sessions, I would find as I cooled down, particularly the next day, that my shoulder would be super tight, super sore, and it was really difficult to get through the different ranges of motion, and I would have to really warm up. And so anyways, tried the carnivore diet, and it worked perfectly. And I stayed on the carnivore diet for over a year. But towards the end, it seemed like each month, the price of meat would jump up just a little bit. And while there was the beautiful times that I could get ribeyes and New York strip or just any cut of steak I wanted for under $10 a pound, towards the end, it was up to $13, $14, $15 a pound. And then I kind of got off the carnivore diet and I'd kind of like jump back on and off, but it was very like hit or miss for me. But it always became so difficult to get back on it because just the price kept going up. The burgers, the every single good cut of meat just kept going up. And it seemed like it was going up much faster than every other item in the grocery store. Now, fast forward to when I did that episode, I was telling you guys, I was like, look, I remember when I was getting these cuts for under $10. Now, it's $18 for a damn ribeye. Well, fast forward to last week. This entire year, I've only had steak one time. I finally bought my first cut of steak this past week, and I decided to splurge for ribeyes. And ribeyes are now $22 a pound at Publix. $22. It is more than doubled. The price has more than doubled on ribeyes in under 3 years. Just absolute insanity. And it just leads me back to our government or somebody in a higher power does not want us eating meat. Again, I don't know if it's like the greenhouse gases and it's those type of people that are worried about global warming, or if it's just animal activists that want us to, you know, stop eating meat because they don't want us eating animals because animals have souls and they just think it's cruel and that no animal deserves to be eaten. I don't know if it's people that like the government wants to keep us weak and so they want us to lower our testosterone, and the best way to do that is to stop eating meat, and it's the reason they want us to just eat grains. They would love nothing more than to just eat cereal, us just eat these like sugary cereals all day and have our testosterone drop by hundreds and hundreds of points. I don't know. But it seems, I'm pretty convinced that there is a conspiracy going on that they do not want us eating meat. And again, I'm not exactly sure why, but I don't understand why the price of meat has gone up so much. And it wouldn't shock me if in the next year or two, we're looking at some of these cuts of steak reaching damn near $30. You imagine $30 for a ribeye? Somebody like me who, after a really hard day, like let's take Monday, for instance. I did 3 hard workouts a day. I got almost a 20 strain on my whoop strap. On the on my app that tracks the calories I need, it said I needed 3,900 calories. And that's to lose, that's to lose weight. I needed 3,900. That's how much I worked out. And I know, like, I needed, like, if I was just eating meat, I would have needed 2.5 pounds of steak that night to get the proper nutrients, or just to get the amount of protein and fats and stuff I needed in my body. Well, if we're looking at just these $22 after taxes, I mean, that's, if I did 2 pounds, we're looking at $50 for just one meal that day. How is a jiu-jitsu guy supposed to afford that? How is a normal person supposed to afford that on the daily? And my thing is like, I just don't have the really, like, if I had like really bad arthritis again, I could go back to just eating ground beef. Like, I could get the ground beef. I could go to a place like Costco and get 5 pounds for, I don't know what their price is anymore, but it used to be, or at least it was a couple years ago, it was very reasonable to go get 5 pounds of ground beef, and you would have enough ground beef for pretty much, you know, 4 or 5 days, and you could get it just in bulk. And I could go back to doing that, but that's not how I want to live. That is not fun at all. And the best way, and the way that I liked when I was really like in my groove being a carnivore, I would eat steak 4 days a week And then I would eat burgers 2 or 3 days and maybe mix in a day of chicken here or there. I never was the biggest chicken guy. I always preferred and felt best on beef, especially like the fattier beef cuts, 80-20 ground beef, and then the fattier cuts of steak, New York strip, and ribeye, and I really thrived off of that. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see. If steak ever gets to like $30 a pound, I mean, I just think something's going on there. Now, the next conspiracy that I believe is that we did not land on the moon. Now, this is a really controversial topic. Some people get really fired up over this one. And I don't understand why. It's not like I'm like saying like our president is a lizard, which I don't believe, by the way. I don't believe in the lizard people or anything like that. But to me, like, look, I just don't think we landed on the moon. I think the footage of us, like the moon landing, is just the fakest looking video of all time. It just looks completely fake. If you listen to some of the interviews given by the astronauts that landed on the moon, there's so many super weird ones, and it just doesn't seem like, I don't know, I've just listened to some really weird interviews with like Buzz Aldrin and a couple of the other guys, and it's like definitely like leaves you the scratch in your head like, whoa, like that was really weird. It definitely leaves some questions about the moon landing. And one of the biggest ones, as I saw this video, I think Eddie Bravo directed me there, or just directed 10th Planet in general there. And it was a director of NASA. So bigwig at NASA, they were interviewing him and they were talking about the moon landing. They're just like, when we're going back to the moon. And he was saying the biggest issue with going back to the moon is that we lost the technology, is that we do not possess that technology anymore. And it just sounded like, it was like, man, like we just kind of misplaced that technology. We just lost that technology. And in my mind, I'm like, how in the hell did we lose that technology? Like, how do you just misplace the technology to go to the moon? It just makes no sense. And the fact that we haven't been back, particularly since 2000, like, why haven't we been in since 2000? Like, we went all that time ago. You're telling me you wouldn't want to go back and just run more tests? And I've listened to, you know, some of the biggest arguments, the reason, like, well, there's reasons we haven't been back is because there's nothing up there. And it's a dangerous mission as well as it's costly. And number one, I'm like, look, our government has risked its people in so many different ways and so many unnecessary ways that I can't believe that our government or NASA is totally concerned about 2 or 3 individual lives. Like, they'll send people off into like fight Vietnam and lose tens of thousands of people, like lives there. You're telling me they're going to be concerned about losing like 2 or 3 astronauts? Second, the money thing. Our government is constantly wasting money. We are trillions of dollars in debt. We just gave $60 more billion to Ukraine. Like, you're telling me we couldn't spend like $2-4 billion to go back to the moon and run some more tests? Get better footage, just get there and like, hey, like here's soil, like here's these tests. Like, I don't know. It just makes no sense to me. And supposedly we're going back in the next couple of years, but it's this big project. I'm like, no, this is going to be the first time. Like, when we go back or when we go in this decade, in my mind, it'll be the first time we went to the moon. I don't know what, you know, and you've listened to people like, no, it was the big race against the Soviets and all that. And I'm like, I don't know. It just seems like we faked it. I have a hard time believing, that we went. The next conspiracy theory that I believe is highly plausible and that I definitely, you know, gun to my head would say yes, that our government has assassinated or been involved in a multitude of big murders, like assassinations. Obviously, Jeffrey Epstein. Anybody, even people that don't believe in conspiracies, like my mom, who just doesn't really believe in conspiracies, she is convinced the government or the Clintons or whoever you want to blame it on killed Jeffrey Epstein or something super weird happened there. But that was obviously the most recent one, but I think Martin Luther King was killed by, or like was set up by the government, or somebody like a government entity had a hand in his death. I in the past 12 months. I've read a lot of books, and probably the best book I've read is the newest Martin Luther King biography. It was absolutely incredible. If you're looking for just a mind-blowing and just hard to put down book, to just go and listen or go and pick that book up and read it. It is incredible. I love the book, and Martin Luther King lived an extraordinary life. Very, very inspirational. It's just mind-blowing to think that this guy at the age of 20 was leaving, you know, like 25, 26, 27, was leading a civil rights movement and was just going through the stuff and just facing the adversity that he was having to face, and just, it was incredible. But I also like that it pointed out a lot of his flaws, particularly in his marriage, particularly, you know, he was a big womanizer and he had tons of affairs, and it's crazy. But anyways, in the book, they really document how J. Edgar Hoover, who was the FBI director at the time, was obsessed with Martin Luther King and some other civil rights activist leaders, because he believed that they were being controlled by the Soviets and that they were just Soviet puppets, and that the Soviets were using the civil rights movement to cause, you know, to cause an uproar in the United States and to cause strife and panic and just to create a division in the United States. And so he believed people like, particularly Martin Luther King, that was the biggest one. And obviously he was the most famous civil rights activist, but he believed he was a Soviet pawn. And the FBI, I mean, just look it up. Like, I know it sounds crazy to say if you don't know anything about like, this is all 100% true. The FBI literally bugged his house, bugged his phone, bugged every hotel room he went to. They followed him. They had weekly meetings. Like, J. Edgar Hoover had weekly meetings about Martin Luther King. And it's just absolutely insane. And I'm telling you, like, literally the FBI tried to blackmail him, tried to get him. They honestly tried to get him to commit suicide. There's a crazy FBI story where they tried to, or they essentially taped him or recorded him having an affair in one of his hotel rooms. They tried to blackmail him into that. And it's just a crazy story. But again, I firmly believe the government and some of the government agencies have played a role in, whether it's Jeffrey Epstein or Martin Luther King or John F. Kennedy. I think that they have had a hand. And I don't know the exact involvement, whether it was like an FBI agent or like an agent of the government actually did the killing, or they just knew about it and they kind of coaxed people that were high-risk individuals to committing these crimes into doing them, and so they could use them as pawns. I don't know the exact depth of it, but I definitely believe in the involvement of that. Now, this next one, just hear me out on this. When I say that I don't believe in space, and so I talked about the moon already, but I want to talk a little bit deeper about space, because, and when I say I don't believe in space, I just say I don't believe in space science. Like, look, I believe in our solar system. I believe in the Milky Way. I obviously the moon and the sun and all that stuff, like, believe in it. I don't think our Earth is flat. I think we have a round Earth. But when I say I don't believe in space, it's just there's so much space science that comes out that when I hear it, I'm like, there's just no way they know that that's true. Just think about how many galaxies they're constantly finding, or they're finding planets every day, and how many different planets you've seen. They're like, look, this planet from this solar system we just found, or from this galaxy that's 100 million light years away, it's the 2873rd planet that has Earth-like qualities, and we think it could be an Earth-like planet in this other galaxy. And you look at the picture, like, you see that dot right there, and it's always this picture that looks like it could have been drawn by like my 7-year-old nephew. And they're always like, you see that dot right there? That's the planet. And it's planet like XYZ4351. And it's an Earth-like planet. And I'm like, there is just no way you can tell me that that is true. Like, you can't tell me for a fact. Like, you made that up. And I think a lot of science, especially now with a lot of universities, like, they're just on their people all the time to, like, discover things or to, you know, like, make a discovery or, you know, find something new, or you know, just what's the newest theory you have. And so I just think a lot of scientists are under a lot of pressure, and so they just make things up, or they just find discoveries, and I'm using air quotes, find discoveries, and it's like there's not a lot of basis, you know. And how many people are actually going to be able to fact check like that this planet from 100,000 light years away is an Earth-like planet? Like, no, who knows? You know, you're looking at this picture, like, how are we supposed to refute that? And so I just think a lot of the science that comes out of like that comes out of space science, it's just, it's not true, or it's made up, or it's just things we can't really like validate. Like, we don't know if it's true or not. I think there's a lot of things, like most of space, we just don't really know much about. So yeah, that's what I say. Like, when I think about like space, I just think, and I don't trust a lot of the science that I hear when people start spouting off these space facts. I'm like, really? Like, especially when you're talking about things outside of our galaxy, I'm like, how do you know? There's just no way you can prove that. Like, no, like, look at this picture that the Hubble telescope took. And I'm like, dude, that picture, like, it looks like somebody took like a couple crowns and just like made put some different colors on this sheet of paper and then started naming, like, look, that's this star that's, it's 15 times bigger than the sun. And I'm like, okay, like, I gotcha. One of my least favorite people to listen to talk is Neil deGrasse Tyson. I feel like Neil deGrasse Tyson is just constantly making things up. And he did an episode on Joe Rogan, and it was just, half the time, I had to stop it. I was like, this guy just makes things up. And I remember I was listening to Neil deGrasse Tyson, and he was talking about the thing that scares him most. And he was like, the thing that scares me the most is in how many ever, like 2 billion years, our sun is going to burn up. And that just terrifies me, and it should terrify you. And I was just listening. I was like, this guy's full of crap. So anyways, that's how I feel. The last thing I really want to talk about is I think the biggest issue with the United States, and the biggest issue, like, if I could change one thing with our country, it would be the pharmaceutical companies. I think pharmaceutical companies are evil. I think they want us to be unhealthy. They want us to be sick. They want us eating crap. I think it's one of the big reasons they don't want us eating meat. They want us eating, like I said, sugary cereals. They want us eating grains. They want us all fat. They want us all unhealthy. They want us depressed. And they want to fix our problems with pills. And I wouldn't be surprised if they did hold back the cure for cancer, hold back the cure for some of these other illnesses, because they want us using their drugs. They're making billions upon billions of dollars. COVID was a huge success for them. They made so much money. I do not trust them. If I could change anything about the United States, it would be pharmaceutical companies. I think they are evil. I do not trust a lot of like modern medicine, like when it comes to that. And I'm very, very skeptical of pharmaceutical companies. But I don't think that's that big a reach. And so those are the big ones, guys. Look, I don't believe in alien people or like lizard people running. I'm not like a big like Illuminati guy, nothing like that. Those are the big ones. Probably the craziest one is the moon landing. I think most people, like, that's pretty like hot topic. A lot of people are for certain. And I actually got in an argument with my brother about a month ago about the moon landing, because he's an engineer and he, you know, he works with lasers, and he's just like, look, we went to the moon. And anyways, we had a big back and forth. But outside of that, look, guys, I'm not a flat earther. I, for the most part, just believe things that I've seen or been put in front of me or that make sense to me. And a lot of these, like, theoretical, especially when we're talking about space science, like, I don't know, you know. And I guess I should say the last thing I'll talk about is I do believe our government uses events to hide certain things they're doing. Governments have done that for years, whether it's kings in other countries have used bards to tell stories, or they've used like different commotions, or they've just hired people to start riots to, you know, it's just part of what governments have always done. Until next time, guys, I love and appreciate you. Peace.